Welcome to Word Life Church. My name is Pastor Freddie Minifield. You know, I'm so excited that you joined us today. I don't believe it's a coincidence. One thing I know for sure is that the Word of God will make all the difference in your life. And the word you hear today is going to encourage you, it's going to challenge you, and it's going to impact your forever. So whatever you do, get all the distractions away, and you tune in and expect to hear from heaven. And after the message, don't go anywhere. I'd love the opportunity to pray with you on any needs that you may have in your house or your household. You know, there is no time, space, or distance in the spirit realm. You can be healed, delivered, saved right where you are. So stay tuned. After the message, we'll see you then.
You may be seated. We're going to continue our series entitled Truth and Love. We're going to believe God to continue to show us what he would have us to do. You know, one of the things I want to encourage all of us is never be satisfied with the natural realm. You are a child of God. The supernatural belongs to you. Don't live your life limited to your know-how. Let's give the praise team a round of applause for their obedience. You know, God gifts us and equips us, but we still have to obey. Amen? We know it's God doing it. We know we trust and believe and look to him. But he needs his people to obey. If you have a Bible or a device, let's raise them up nice and high and make our bold declaration of faith. Say this with me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. I have an alert mind. I have an attentive spirit. And I draw on the anointing, on the supernatural. I desire, I grab hold of his super on my natural in Jesus' name. After this message, I will never be the same. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 11 and verse 12. This is part 5 of Truth and Love. The subtitle of today's message is Have Faith in God. You know, never allow disappointments to determine your destiny. Never allow faults and failures of man to determine your future in God. No one understands that God's promises are true. When he said he would never leave you or never forsake you, he meant just that. And our mishaps, mistakes, and failures do not change God's mandate. God's hand on your life, God's calling on your life is not being taken away from you. And the moment you and I believe God enough to do something about it, we'll see his hand functioning and flowing in our lives. Continue to believe and desire the things of God. I'm not asking you to have faith in yourself. I'm not asking you to have faith in me or an organization. I'm not asking you to have faith in your abilities, your upbringing, or your background. I'm asking you to have faith in God, the only one that has never let you down. Have faith. Turn your attention to Almighty God. Let your reliance and your confidence be in God. Somebody say amen to that. If you said yes to Jesus, you're a representative of heaven. You're a representative of the kingdom. And that comes with supernatural power. That comes with his ability on you. Do you understand? Every time we obey God, we allow his supernatural to flow in our lives. Every time we give him permission to move in our midst, it's for the supernatural. God doesn't do anything natural, family. God is not limited to our ability. And if you and I settle for the norm, the natural, then that's all we'll have. What God is asking of us all today is have faith in me. God is saying, have faith in me, child. Have faith in my will for your life. Have faith in my promises. Stop looking at the distractions. Stop looking at what the enemy has done, is doing. My former pastor passed away this morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, my natural response would have been, oh, I'm so sad. But what rose up on the inside of me was he made it. When he closed his eyes here, he opened his eyes in glory. He saw Jesus face to face. And family, that's our reality. That is our life. We have to flow that way. Look at your neighbor and say, have faith in God. Faith is the currency of exchange. Faith is our currency of exchange. That's how we interact. That's how we bind and loose, by faith. Mark chapter 11 and verse 12 says, now the next day when they had come out of Bethany, he was hungry. He's talking about Jesus. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. I have never seen that before. I have easily read this scripture 50, 60 times. Easily. And I'm lowballing it. 56. Easily. I have never seen that it says it was not the season for. I mean, as long as I remember, I'm thinking Jesus was rebuking the fig tree because it was supposed to have figs on it and it didn't. It was not even the season for figs to be on the fig tree. And Jesus demanded something different of the fig tree. Family, it is always your season for victory. It is always right for you to prosper, to flow. It is always right for you to be healed and whole. What an amazing example we have. Jesus wasn't moved by the natural season. He was responding to what he needed at that. He was hungry. And because the fig tree was minding its own business, doing what it was supposed to do. And Jesus spoke, look at this, verse 14, it says, in response, Jesus said to it, you're supposed to speak to things? Oh, isn't this interesting? We're supposed to talk back when adversity comes at us. We're supposed to talk back when lack tries to grab a hold of us. We're supposed to talk back when things come against us. He said, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. What's it say after that? What do you guys see? What's it say after that? And his disciples heard it. Jesus was discipling those who followed him. He was demonstrating how to live this supernatural life that we've inherited. Keep that in your mind. And his disciples heard it. Now let's drop down to verse 20. Let's read that together. Ready, read. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Here at Word Life Church, I believe disciples are still listening to the words of Jesus. I believe faith is rising still because the words of Jesus, the demonstration of what Jesus was showing. I believe it's still going on. I believe that things that need to be dried up in your life will be dried up because you say so. I believe that things that need to come alive will come alive because you say so. I believe whatever obstacles are in your way will move because of what you say. Have faith in God. It's not about having faith in our ability to do everything right. It's about keeping our focus on whose we are. Have faith in God. Family, whatever you do, understand that you are never at a deficit because of who you serve. God is never short-sighted. His reach is never too short to take care of whatever needs we have. He's looking at us to turn our attention to Him and have faith in Him and Him alone. Verse 22 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them," please don't miss this. Family, this is your answer. This is the answer for whatever is going on in your life. Don't miss this. What did he say? Jesus answered them and said, have faith in God. Family, Jesus is answering you and he is saying, have faith in me. Don't look at the situations. Don't look at the circumstances. Keep your eyes on the Lord. I submit to you that the answer of your life situation is having faith in God. Verse 23 goes on to say, "For surely I say to you, whoever," raise your hand, say, "I qualify." Whoever, this includes all of us, whoever says to this mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have, what's it say? Whatever he says. Verse 24 goes on to say, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Faith in God will remove every obstacle in front of our path. Everything that's trying to hinder us from God's perfect will in our lives will be removed because of our faith in God. What you hear has the ability to move you beyond your limitations. Please don't miss that. What you hear has the ability to remove whatever obstacles in front of you. What you hear is so important. What I hear is so important. I'm so grateful for the Spirit of God on the inside of me to remind me of my pastor's face, seeing Jesus' face. I didn't even have time to mourn. It didn't even make sense. My spirit leaped with joy because what I saw was him being received into heaven. In the natural, I'm supposed to be broke up. But here's the thing, I'm not natural. You're not natural. Look at your neighbor and say, you're not natural. You are so much more in him. What you hear has the ability to move you beyond your limitations. Faith in God is faith of God. The faith in God is the faith of God. The fact that you and I believe God releases God's faith in our lives. That's a game changer. I'm not even asking you to get your faith in order. All I'm doing is asking you to have faith in God, and that initiates his faith in your life, and whatever is before you has to bow down. Whatever needs to be removed will be removed because it's not you, it's not your strength, it's not your ability. It's not your know-how. It is God. That's exciting. The faith of God. is released in our lives when we have faith in him. Mountain moving power is the result of you and I believing in God's ability. Raise your hand if you believe in God's ability. If you believe, family, listen to me. You believing in God's ability is you releasing God's faith. Wrap your head around that. Believing in God is believing like God, and it will move you and I beyond the crowd, beyond the masses. Let's go to Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. The supernatural life belongs to the kids of God. The supernatural life, miraculous power, belongs in your hands. Signs and wonders belong to you. You're the king's kids. You're the one that he called, anointed, appointed, and approved. It's you. It's the man or woman in the mirror who God is looking to. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 says, "Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard." What did the disciples hear? They heard Jesus demonstrate the authority that he has in his mouth. She heard of Jesus and what Jesus did. She heard a testimony of what Jesus does. When she heard about Jesus, she came from behind in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Faith comes by hearing, and faith is always voice activated. It is always voice activated. Family, what the devil is depending on is you and I remaining silent. What he's counting on is us not knowing our rights and shrinking to opposition instead of saying something about it. Faith is voice activated. Verse 29 says, "Immediately the fountain of her blood," immediately, dear God, immediately, because of what she heard and what she said, immediately, what was going on for 12 years stopped because she had the faith of God in her. You have the faith of God in you. But Pastor, I tried that before. We're not talking about before. We're talking about here and now. We're talking about your faith rising. We're talking about you and I having faith in God and utilizing his power on our behalf today. Amen. "Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' But his disciples said to him, 'You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me?'" Notice, Jesus didn't pay doubt any attention whatsoever. He didn't address the doubt at all. And you know what? Doubt doesn't deserve your attention. You make a conscious decision right now. Feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. You believe. Verse 32 says, "And he looked around to see her who had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.'" Now, let's look at this in a couple different versions. Let's go to the Message version of Mark chapter 5 and verse 34. We'll look at the Message, and then we'll look at the Passion Translation, because I like some key words that are used in here. And the Message version, it says, let's read that together. It's on the screen. Ready, read. "Jesus said to her, 'Daughter, you took a risk of faith, and now you're healed and whole. Live well, live blessed, be healed of your plague.'" What Jesus proclaimed over her is she was better than she was before. He didn't restore her to the way she was. He proclaimed a blessing on her that made her whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And that's what I am proclaiming in this place today. The devil has to pay. What he stole, he has to pay back 100-fold, and you will be better off than you were because you have the faith of God dwelling on the inside of you. The Passion Translation says it like this: Then Jesus said to her, "Daughter, because you dare to believe, your faith has healed you. Go with peace in your heart and be free from your suffering." She dared to believe. She took a risk and she dared to believe. And this is what we're being called to do today. We're not talking about what was. We're being given an opportunity to dare to believe God. Again, it could be for the same situation. Take a risk on God. How many of you are willing to do that? How many of you are willing to dare to believe God again? Take a risk on His word, utilizing His faith. Raise your expectation. Family, Jesus is worth the risk. Dare to believe Him. Nothing is impossible to God. Luke 1:37 says, in the Amplified, it says, "For with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible fulfillment." Every word that God speaks is full of power. Family, power is made available for you today. The word of God is spirit. It's life. And because you're hearing, like the disciples heard, your faith is rising today, right now. Faith is being stirred up. What you say is going to have more power than it's had before. Have faith in God. Look at somebody and say, "Have faith in God." Expect the supernatural to rule your life. Dear God, expect the supernatural to rule, to overtake you. Expect that to be the norm. How many of you desire to hear God's voice like never before? There are two things I heard when I was preparing for this. I will speak, and you will hear. And I don't know who that was for, but and the other thing was, what has been dark will be made clear. So someone's going to receive revelation, and someone's going to hear the voice of God more clearly. And here's the thing, family, expect that. We are not gathering as a social club. We are continuing the work of the Messiah. And supernatural power is made available right here, right now, in this hour. And it belongs to you, child of God. It belongs to you. It is right to flow in the supernatural. It is right to be made absolutely whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. It is right for you to flow in the things of God. It's right for you to have every need met, every bill paid, every prayer answered. He said yes and amen. That's right. That is right. Expect it. Expect the supernatural to rule your life. Choose to live well. You are blessed. You're healed and whole. Move out beyond the crowd. Everybody that was thronging Jesus had an opportunity to be made whole. And here's the thing. We know they had needs. They were thronging Him. They were around because they had needs. But this lady who said enough is enough, this lady who heard something and said something, went and got her miracle. She was waiting for 12 years. She spent all her money on the professionals and was worse. And she heard something, said something, and got something. And here's what God is doing in your midst right now. You're hearing something. Now it's up to you to say something. And when you do, you're going to get something. Because God is not a respecter of persons. She's not better than us. God is not a respecter of persons. And what you see in the word, you can have in your life. Do you see it? Family, you can have it. Do not choose to leave here the same. The crowd wasn't going. Let's go to Matthew 14, 22. Matthew chapter 14, another example of the difference between your relationship with God and the crowd. Jesus told the disciples to go to the other side. He didn't tell the crowd. He didn't say, okay, everybody grab some boats. Everybody get together. We're all going to the other side. No, who did he speak to? He spoke to those who walked with him. And he said, go to the other side. The crowd wanted to. In fact, the crowd, some of them found their way over there. Look at this. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22. We'll look at verses 22. We'll go through 27. God healed you. Matthew 14, 22 says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Note, the crowd wasn't going to the other side. I often tell people in training, your goals are different than other people's goals. I have our people say, well, what am I going to do? So-and-so's birthday party is coming up. So? That has nothing to do with your goals. God is calling you and I to the other side. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. What is God saying to you? What is he instructing you to do? Go to the other side. Verse 23 says, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them. Fourth watch of the night, it's like 3:00 in the morning. Jesus went to them, walking on the sea, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out for what? They cried out for fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. Whenever fear arises, speak quickly. Don't allow fear to linger. Don't start rehearsing. Don't give your mind an audience to fear. You speak quickly. This thing is not going to be unto death. I'm going to make it out of this. I have the victory. This is not taking me out. I'm an overcomer. You be quick to respond because the same power that dwells in you is the same power that rose Jesus from the dead. You have to understand that. When you say something, something happens. When you say something, the atmosphere shifts. Bows down and heeds to your words. I'm reminded of when I was younger, my sister and I were riding on a bicycle. And I was on the handlebars, and she was pedaling. And this pit bull came out he was somewhere. This pit bull came after us, I mean, growling, and, I mean, just full on. And my sister looked over and said, "No!" And this full-grown pit bull sat down. And we continued on our route. And I thought, wow. And I'm reminded of that. It doesn't matter how the enemy comes at you, growling full speed ahead. You have the authority to say, "No! You will not touch my finances. You will not touch my children. You will not touch my relationships. No!" Because you have the authority. You have the faith of God working on your behalf. Faith in God is faith of God. Understand that. Grab hold of that. Don't forget the power behind the promises. You know what? They did. The disciples, they forgot who said go to the other side. Jesus never said go halfway and drown. He said, "I'll see y'all on the other side." Jesus spoke, "Go to the other side." And family, Jesus has spoke to you. Do this, do that. He didn't say go halfway and fail. Jesus didn't say try the best you can and we'll see what happens. Whatever he spoke to you will come to pass because of who spoke it. Grab hold of that. Because of who spoke it, it's a done deal. The same one that said light be has spoken to you and the things concerning you. Every time you see the sun come up, you know, oh, the promises of God are mine. Every time the sun goes down, oh, the promises of God are mine. Every sunset you see is a promise. Every time you open your eyes, oh, the promises of God are working in my life. Every time you breathe your breath, you know, God is working it in my life. God is bringing it to pass. What has he called you to do? It's coming to pass. Because of who said it. Jesus didn't tell them to go halfway. And it's not his plan for your life either. He didn't say go halfway, family. Understand that. Grab hold of that. What he spoke. You have been equipped and blessed with finishing power. Say that to your neighbor. You have been equipped and blessed with finishing power. The finished work of the cross is working in your life. God, help us, Lord, to understand that. Help us, Lord. Let's pray a little further. Father, thank you for supernatural insight. Thank you for your Holy Spirit illuminating our hearts and minds so that we comprehend and grab hold of us. Father, I'm asking for understanding. Help us to see what you've provided for us. I come against all doubt, fear, and unbelief in the name of Jesus. I boldly declare we have eyes to see and ears to hear in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Whatever you've been called to do, remember the one who called you is powerful and faithful. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Dear God, we have to grab hold of this. We have got to make this our own. This cannot be just another message. This cannot be man's words. This has to become a part of who we are because the reason why we can't please God without faith is because it would never please a father to not be able to get things to his children. We receive salvation by faith. We receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit by faith. We receive healing by faith. Of course, it doesn't please the Father if we don't function in faith. We need to receive. We need to flow in what he's called us to. When fear arose, the disciples didn't think about who told them to go to the other side, and it's still happening today. When fear arises, it distracts us from having faith in God. Jesus is still Lord and Savior in the middle of every storm. He is still on the throne. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. This is an example of who we serve. This is our Lord and Savior. Look at this. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. This is Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. This is who we have. This is our inheritance. In the Amplified, Hebrews 1:3 says, "The Son is the radiance and only expression of the glory of our awesome God, reflecting God's Shekinah glory, that light being the light being, the brilliant light of the divine, and the exact representation and perfect imprint of his Father's essence, and upholding and maintaining and propelling all things, the entire physical and spiritual universe, by his powerful word, carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal." My God. "When he himself had no other, had by offering himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, accomplished purification from sins, and established our freedom from guilt, he sat down, revealing his completed work at the right hand of the majesty on high, revealing his divine authority." You don't lack anything. There is a light being interceding on your behalf. Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father, praying on your behalf. He left a comforter. When Jesus left the earth, he left a comforter to do his bidding in his absence. The Holy Spirit is well equipped to lead and guide each and every one of us to the center of God's will for our lives. I'm not asking you to have faith in your ability, your strength, your background. I'm not asking you to have faith in your know-how. Have faith in God. Family, we have to understand who is leading us, guiding us, instructing us. His faith. Jesus, the Son of God, is for you. The entire world is held together by the integrity of his word. And listen, it is wrong for us to look at and admire the stars, the plants, and have faith in the system. It's wrong for us to look around like none of us are fasting and praying for the sun to come up tomorrow. Is that a true statement? We don't waste any energy. Lord, give us the moon tonight. Strengthen the moon. Lord, if you can just find it in your heart to allow the moon to come out one more time. It is wrong for us to see and acknowledge the things of the Creator's hand and not understand what we mean to him. Not understand how valuable you are. He is never going to forsake you. He is never going to allow you to fail. Have faith in God. Believe God to see you through, to see this through. Have that kind of automatic, childlike faith. We don't even have to understand it. We don't ever have to know how he does it. That's his business. He's God. We're not. Have faith in him. Trust him. Allow him to do what he wants to do through you. Get away from the mediocre. Get away from the natural things, the ongoings. Don't settle for that. You are his beloved. Trust him enough to do something about it. Go beyond the crowd. Grab hold of his garment and walk in the power that's behind the promise. Let's look at application. Grab your notes. The notes are online. Or in your, raise your hand if you don't have a note. If you don't have notes. If you don't have notes, raise your hand. Let's get some notes in everybody's hands. There's something about the Word of God, us putting our eyes on the Word of God. Everybody have notes now? This is the how-to. It's cool to know what we're talking about and why we're talking about it. You know, we're talking about having faith in God. We're talking about having faith in God because it's needed. It's time out for the inheritance of God not being revealed or manifested in the earth. How do we do that? That's what we're looking at now, the how-to. What's number one say? Abide in Jesus. This is how we have faith in God. John 15:7-8 says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, and you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. That's what it's about. You know, that's the whole purpose of Word Life Church existing, is to equip believing believers, to equip, to raise up fully functional disciples of Jesus Christ. You know, the reason why we put fully functional in there is because when you and I are fully functioning in what we've called to be, we won't be one or two. We will be many. Every place you go, disciples will go, will come, become out of that. I'm mentoring a young basketball player now, and it is so awesome to hear him quoting scriptures and hear him praying, you know, purposely allowing him to pray more. And it is so awesome to hear the words of God coming out of him. That's everywhere you go, grocery store, gas station, your neighbor should be in danger of heaven because you live there. Everywhere you go, the kingdom of God goes. Be a disciple. The word abide means to remain stable or fixed in a state. It means to continue in a place, to dwell or hang out. When John 15 is talking about abide in me, he's talking about God desires to hang out with you. God desires to dwell with you. What's number two say? Commit to hearing the word of God. Let me give everybody a heads up. We're going to go to three next. So be ready. We're going to go. Y'all ready? Okay, number two said commit to hearing the word of God. The proof text to that statement is Romans 10:17. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Raise your hand if you've heard the word of God this morning. I mean, faith comes. There is nothing can hinder faith from coming when you hear the word of God. And please understand, if faith comes, that means faith is not always. True or not true? If faith comes, can faith always be? Hey, raise your hand if you've ever been out of faith. There's three, four of us, five of us that are honest. Faith comes by hearing. That means faith is not always there. When should we respond to the words of God? When God says, come. When God was talking to Peter, Peter would have never walked on the words of Jesus if Jesus didn't say, come. It was Jesus saying, come, that gave Peter the faith to step out on water. Faith had to come. Peter was a fisherman. He had to overcome his environment, his years, his career of understanding water is not walkable. And do it anyway. He had to overcome every one of his five senses in order to trust God to walk on water. And family, God is desiring to raise up water walkers in this place. He's desiring to raise up men and women who just trust God outside the norm, outside the natural. Okay, y'all ready? Number three. Choose to live by faith. Your faith walk will change your resume. It'll change your impact, your influence from now on. That's what God's after. God is after your forever. He wants your from now on. The proof text of that statement is Romans 1, 16 through 17. It says, I refuse to be ashamed of sharing the wonderful message of God's liberating power unleashed in us through Christ. You know, there was a time when I would be standing up here and I would hear God say something and there would be a guest, you know, I'm like, Lord, I'm going to say that, Lord. What they going to think? And it got to the place where it was like God began to move out or have me move out in the spirit. Like every time there was a guest, and I was like, come on, Lord. You're going to run people off. And this scripture hit me like a ton of bricks. I am not ashamed of the power of God. And you shouldn't ever be ashamed of the power of God. And that's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants us to shy away from the things of God. Because once people catch on fire, it changes everything. Some of y'all still stuck on what I said. Y'all was scared of stuff too. Tell you what, it is so much better to just obey God. I just got tired of going home with knots in my stomach. Man, I should have done it. I should have said it, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. I'll never do it again. And then somebody walk in the door. I'm like, oh, Lord, not today. Can't we just stick to the notes, Lord? But he pushed me beyond me intentionally. And that's what he's desiring to do in your life. He's desiring you and I to allow him to flow in our lives so he can do what he wants to do, because it's about his kingdom, not ours. He's trying to advance his kingdom in the earth. And here's the thing, family. He's a supernatural God. Can we really expect him to do it naturally? That's what he does. He does supernatural things. But sometimes common sense is not common at all. Number four says what? Make the choice. And again, I'm not asking us to believe ourselves, our upbringing, our background, our ability to do everything right. I'm asking us to trust in God. Have faith in God. Isaiah 55:11 is the proof text. It says, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. He's doing it. His word is not going to return void. He's going to accomplish what he wants to do with his word. And number five, release faith by speaking God's word. The woman with the issue of blood said something before she went. And something happened. She got exactly what she needed. Proverbs 18:21 is a good proof text for the power of our words. Number six says what? We're talking about how. How do we have the faith of God? Our actions have to correspond with what we're believing. There has to be a stepping out if we really believe it. If you really believe, God is saying it's time for you to walk in abundance. You have to do something about that. God is talking to somebody about abundance in here today. But if you believe it is your time to walk in divine healing, you got to do something about it. You have to. God is not going to just take over. He's not. We are free will agents. We are speaking spirits that have the creative power of God entrusted in us. We have to do something about it. Well, I like the example. You can't call SRP to come turn your light switch on. You have that authority. That's inside of your bedroom, kitchen, wherever. You're not. Flip the switch. We have a part to play in the promises of God. Act like the word of God is so. I heard Kenneth Hagin say that years ago. Just act like the word is real. Act like the word is so. What a novel idea. Act like God is who God says he is. Amen? Corresponding actions. You know, I'm reminded of him being on his deathbed and the Lord spoke to him and says, heal people, don't stay in bed all day. And when he chose to get up, that's when his healing started manifesting, little by little. Do what you were unable to do. Begin to act like wealthy people. Begin to act like healed people. Begin to act like God. I made a statement that the Spirit of God is trying to teach us how to God. I almost had to hide under the pulpit. That's almost sacrilegious. But that's exactly what the Spirit of God is trying to form Christ in every single one of us. Every single one of us. That's his intent, is to form Christ on the inside of you. Not to just look good, to do the works of Jesus. The greater works, say this with me, the greater works belong to me. And that's truth. Number 7 says what? Praise God and thank him for the answer. Faith has a voice. Pray so that you can talk to God. Read so God can talk to you. And study so you can talk to others about God. Now, the way we're going to close today is we're going to pray. But what I want you to do as an act of faith is I want you to respond. And it doesn't matter what the need is. If you have a need, if you have a struggle, an addiction, if you need God's help in any way in your life, I'm going to ask you to come to the altar. As a response, prayer workers, you get a break. The Holy Spirit started this. We're going to let the Holy Spirit finish it. If you need God to help you in any way, Whatever that is, if there's a struggle, if there's a decision, I want you to have faith in God. And your action is coming to the altar and saying, God, I can't do this on my own. God, I don't know how to do this. Whatever that is, we're going to believe God. We're going to release our expectation by responding in a way that says, I need you. This is me acknowledging that I have faith in God. You know, the cool thing about being up here is I beat all y'all up here. I know I have needs. I know I can't do this without God. And we are turning ourselves in. We are presenting ourselves to Him. And we're saying, Father, we are yours. And we need your help. We need you. Our faith is in you. Our hope is in you. We acknowledge, we submit ourselves. We come under your mission. We submit right now. As the praise team begins to minister in song, I want you to just receive your answer. We serve a faithful God.
This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down. Every hurt and every doubt. This is my surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down, every burden, every doubt. This is my surrender. to do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. Shake up the ground of all my traditions, break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Oh, your way is better. Shake up the ground of all my traditions. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Oh, your way is better. And I will make room for you whatever you want to do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you. Do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. Shake up the ground of all my traditions, break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Oh, your way is better. Shake up the ground of all my traditions. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Oh, your way is better. Shake up the ground of all my traditions, break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Oh, your way is better. Shake up the ground of all my traditions, break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Oh, your way is better. Shake up the ground. The ground of all my tradition, break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Oh, your way is better.
Hallelujah. Have your way, Father God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Fire. Fire. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Never the same. Never the same. Glory to God. Never the same.
Your way is better.
Fire from on high. Fire from on high. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Oh,
glory to God. Thank you, Lord. way is better. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to. Make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to. I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to.
Make room for you,
to
Lord.
Do whatever you want to.
We choose you.
To do whatever you,
whatever you
want
to do, Lord. We give you our lives. We give you our hearts, our households. We say whatever you want to do in our lives, here we are. Lord, we turn ourselves in. We choose the altar, living sacrifices who choose to remain. Thank you, Lord, for answering every prayer. Thank you for meeting every need. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. We have faith in you. And we choose now to celebrate God results in our lives. In Jesus' name. Celebrate. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for God results. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your grace, your love, your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your promises. We thank you, Lord, for every answer. We thank you, Lord, for every solution. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we're so grateful. We have faith in you, God. We have faith in you, God. Our faith, hope, trust, and reliance is on you and you alone. In Jesus' name.
Wasn't that a powerful message? Isn't God good? You know, one thing I know for sure, the Word of God never returns void. It's always going to do what it's supposed to do. So here's your challenge. Apply the Word of God that you heard today. If this message has been a blessing to you in any way, I'm encouraging you to consider sowing a seed. You know, here at Word Life, we're seeing lives transform. We're seeing people saved, healed, delivered. And that happens through partnership. So we welcome your partnership if you feel led to come and be a part of what God is doing here. If you have any prayer requests, let us know. We would love the opportunity. I'm going to pray for everybody here in a second. But if you have anything specific, let us know. We would love the opportunity to partner with you in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every viewer. Father, I add my faith to their faith right now In the name of Jesus, I speak blessings over their lives, over their children, over their households. I boldly declare that they are above only and not beneath. They are the head and not the tail, and they walk in victory in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next time.